This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasoline. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
Yeehaw, boys and girls, that's me. We are here with so many people. It's like, I don't know who sent out the invitation email for the party, but here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six. Lori is kind of one foot in the door. There's so many, it reminds me of some of those shows that I've done in the past where we had the theater group in here and we rotated them through three, four, or five in here, and then they'd get up and leave, and three, four, or five new people would get up and leave. I think these folks are going to stay here for the whole hour to help us do a little fundraising, though. Guest for the hour, Dayton Hall. Dayton, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm hot. I don't know why I didn't take this off before I started. But that's maybe it's because of all these people. I also have my nephew with us, Ren Henchy.
Hello.
Well, can I ask why you're here?
Well, I'm going to ask some questions to Dayton, so I'm interested to ask him all these questions that I have.
All right, so there you go. We will be interviewing Dayton Haw from the Charlottesville Almar Rescue Squad. We will be, what else will we be doing? We'll be throwing out information and phone numbers and gift certificate things that you can get if you call up, ask for a particular premium, donate some funds to WNRN and the Sunday morning wake-up call. Rusty said this during his hour, or the last hour. You know, this is a volunteer group. Rusty and I say hi every Sunday because we volunteer to be here. But it always makes us feel a little better, more loved and appreciated when we get some folks to donate to WNRN through our program, through my program. It tells me that some folks are listening and paying attention to the effort. WNRN is not finding the people to come in here for the topic or the interview, the discussion. I'm doing this on top of my regular job. Because I like to do it. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel better educated. And hopefully some of you appreciate that. 979-0919. Dial it up. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's the toll-free line. I know people in the other cities and counties do listen because we get the calls from those places. So bring it on. I would like to start by letting you know that the family loves me. I have a donation from Kathy and Barry and Ren Henchy. Thank you so much for not just driving 2.5 hours and then waking up to snow on the grass, but for appreciating what goes on here. And then thank you, Mom and Dad, who've also made a pledge. There are a variety of things out there, a lot of gift certificates to restaurants, and there's some other things. Ann Williams is here. Tad's here to help you if you want something else. If you don't want anything, that works as well. So 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Make me feel as well loved as my family does. All right, let's get to it. Dayton Haw is here. Again, from the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad, another group of volunteers that do a lot of things for the community. Dayton, how long have you been with the Rescue Squad?
Well, I hate to answer that question because that'll tell you how old I am.
Well, you let in. Ren, how old are you?
Seven.
So you can start at age seven, right?
Well, I was a little bit older than that. So I've been there since 1977, give or take a little bit of time since that I went away and went to law school. So I missed about 6 or 7 years in the middle of that. But you can say from about 1977.
1977. So if you were seven then...
Yeah, well, I wasn't seven, but I wasn't a whole lot older than that. I was probably 18 or so then.
Can I ask you, you know, why people volunteer for two different organizations and they volunteer their time and effort to particular topics and groups. Why did you choose this one?
You know, I really don't know, to tell you the truth. I started in college, and they had a student-run fire department. So I joined as a volunteer the student-run fire department. I joined the rescue squad in town, which would have been Farmville, the Prince Edward Volunteer Rescue Squad, when I was there. And you can imagine the difference in how busy they are and how busy CARS is. And so I came back up here and took a first aid class at CARS and started running in the summertime with them. And I would do more in one day up here than I would do the whole school year down there. So you got a lot of experience in being from here when I came back up and started to live here again. I joined.
Well, you know, you mentioned how much work. Why don't you give us some statistics about what CARS, and again, when we say that, that's the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad. So give me some statistics on what CARS does, the numbers.
To break it down to the easiest number, it's probably between 35 and 40 calls a day. That's a lot.
That is a lot. That sounds like a very problematic group of people that you're serving.
It's a large group. It's over 200. When I first joined, there was a limit of 100, and we had about 80-some. Now we have no limit and over 210, and if you count in associates and things, even more than that. So we've got a huge group of people, and I'm fortunate that I have a number of very talented and energetic people that serve in officer positions that can do a lot of work while I do all the bureaucracy.
Oh, the bureaucracy. There's
yes.
Bureaucracy for volunteer organizations?
Shockingly, yes, I'm afraid so.
A lot of people don't often realize that it's not just showing up. But you know what? What I've found is by talking to the community is that almost everyone volunteers for something
yes.
in this community.
Yes.
And they... that's one of the things that makes WNRN successful is not just the volunteers, but I found that if you volunteer for something, you appreciate that enough to donate to another volunteer organization.
Yes.
It may not always be to the rescue squad, may not be your choice. WNRN may not be your choice. But I found that if you donate your time somewhere, you donate your money somewhere else.
Yes.
In appreciation of that.
Yes.
11:09 here on the Wake Up Call WNRN. It is fundraiser time. Our guest today, Dayton Hoff from the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad. Also, spending time with us, my nephew, Ren Hinchy. Ren, how are you?
I am good.
Do you have a question for Mr. Hoff?
I have lots of questions for him.
Uh-oh. Well, let's fire away with question number one. This may be quite challenging, Dayton.
Can you tell me more about your fire station? What is it like inside?
Well, I sure can. It started off about half the size that it is now because it was built in 1963. So it's an old building. And it's got, in the old part, the normal things that you'd expect to see there. It's got a kitchen and it's got five bays where you can put the rescue vehicles. And it's got a training room. And then we built on an addition in the early 1970s. It has three more bigger bays, and we use dorm space up above and a second training room and a weight room now. So it's a kind of old building. It's nothing palatial. It's not as fancy as some of the things that you would see in other places, but we're able to make it work.
All right, Ren, you got another one?
Yes. Let's see. Do you have a fire dog?
We do not have a single fire dog.
What?
We have lots and lots of members that have dogs, and they tend to bring them down there along with little crates that they can stay in one of the big bays while they're running calls so that they and their dogs can be around at the same time. We do have a little rule about not having dogs inside of the building in the living areas because, you know, some dogs have fleas and things, and we don't want to bring them around.
Good dogs don't have fleas.
Well
cared for dogs don't have. Doesn't mean that you can't find a wonderful dog outside that's been lost or left or ignored that needs a good home. But fleas?
Well, you know, they sometimes pick them up, and before they drop off because of the medication, they sometimes carry them around.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's not a parenting issue or anything like that.
All right. Ren Hinchy with some good questions, I must say. I didn't have either of those on my list of questions for our guest today, Dayton Hoff from the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad. What we're doing is we're trying to raise funds for WNRN by showing you that, you know, this is what this program often does. We alert people to other community groups in the city and the county and the state. And so we have Dayton on here today so people can realize and recognize that the rescue squad in our area is at least the EMTs, and I don't know how this works for the fire stations, and Dayton, I'm sure you can answer this, is this is not a paid organization. I recently had to use the EMTs, had to come help me out, and I didn't get a bill for that.
No, it depends on where you are, and it's kind of a complex and confusing system to anybody that isn't an insider, but the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad is all volunteer, and we serve the city, the university, and a large patch of the county. Most of the volunteer fire companies are, of course, if they're volunteer, they have volunteers. Some of them have paid county staff during the daytime, and, of course, the city fire department, they're a career staff, and they have some volunteers also.
All right. Let me take a moment and thank Sugar Snap for supporting WNRN and the Wake Up Call. They offer gently used baby and kids items, including shoes and hats and nursing pillows. Also at Sugar Snap, you'll find cloth diapers and nursery gear and some locally made items as well. They have a kid-friendly play area. You can become a fan of Sugar Snap on Facebook or Twitter, and you can find more information at sugarsnapconsignment.com. We got a couple donations here. Let me thank Catfish Chester and Elaine Hound for their donation. And we also have a donation from Carrie and Peter Lorenzoni and their dogs. So thanks so much to those folks. You can make your donation. Dial us up, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. You can ask a question if you have one for Dayton Haw. He's the chief of the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad. We would love for you to make your donation as you ask your question. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Dayton, we were talking about the billing situation.
Right.
That's been a discussion in, I guess, between City Council, Albemarle Board of Supervisors, and in the media to some extent about billing in general. Can you give me a brief rundown on the discussion itself and where it stands now?
Well, I haven't been a party to any of the City Council Board of Supervisor discussions on this, but a number of years ago, the county started exploring whether or not to bill for the transport of patients. And we went through a number of meetings back and forth, and the current situation is that the county fire department ambulances at Hollymead and Monticello and the Scottsville Rescue Squad ambulances in Scottsville will bill for services if they transport the patient. Cars and Western do not bill. So the Charlottesville Albemarle and the Western Albemarle do not bill for transporting patients. And that's the status right now.
All right, I see the phone lines ringing. Thank you so much. 979-0919. My man Mark Smith is out there. We help each other from Grateful Dead and Friends. You can call up and make a request for next Saturday while you talk to Mark Smith. Man, I got tired yesterday just answering the phones for him. Make him tired answering the phones here as well. And, you know, if you make your pledge and you pay it before a certain time, there are a lot of grand prizes, I think, out there. For folks who are on the music scene, I realize this is the 1 hour of the week that's not. There's a 91.9 second CD run at the Plan 9 in Albemarle Square. In Charlottesville or the Richmond, I believe you can do that as well. All the CDs you can pick up in a minute and a half. Its value, how fast are you? There's a Charlottesville Bike and Tri in Berkmore Crossing, a $500 shopping spree. You can go to Stereotypes for some items. There's all kinds of stuff. A two-night weekend stay at the Hampton Inn and Suites in the Charlottesville area with dinner for two one night. You know, and you can, hey, give your stuff in when your parents or your sister or someone comes to town. And you know what? Speaking of someone, let me take this call real quick.
Nothing.
Mom, are you there?
I am here in Florida where the temperature is like 86 degrees. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. We got a little snow on the ground.
Yeah, I saw a picture this morning courtesy of your sister. I just wanted to reconfirm the pledge.
Oh, hey, your check is already on the card, and I've already selected a gift certificate, I think, to Clifton Inn. So next time you and Dad come up, that's one of the things. I have another Clifton Inn gift certificate if someone else would like to make a pledge so that you guys can come up and have dinner and maybe take me out, too. You never know.
I think that would be a good idea. So is Ren going to give a shout-out to Bryce for his birthday?
Ooh, you want to give a shout-out to Bryce?
Happy birthday, Bryce!
Yes, I have another nephew who's having a birthday today. I don't think I'll make it down there for the party, but I will be sending along a little gift. So, happy birthday to my man, Bryce. All right, Mom, thank you so much for the gift.
You are welcome.
The donation, quite welcome. And please travel safely.
Okay, you too.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
See, as I told you, the family supports. Dayton, married, kids, etc.?
Dogs only.
Dogs only. I appreciate that. That's my situation. Do you take the dogs to,
to
the area?
No, I don't. I leave them at home.
I bring Lazarus to the station every once in a while, but not on crazy busy days.
Oh, I understand that.
Here's a couple more pledges. Thank you so much. Make your pledge 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. Here's a donation from my friend John Herman, who was determined last night to be a nerd. I think his daughter was, they were talking and his daughter mentioned a name. I love this story. His daughter mentioned a name of one of her friends, and John said, oh, I used to date somebody like that. She was a cheerleader and a basketball player. And his daughter said, Dad, I thought you were a nerd. I love that. I thought that was hysterical. And then, you know what? One of my closest guests on the program, Professor Ramazani, has made a donation to the program. Professor Ramazani is such a wonderful man and so knowledgeable about the information. When we talk about Egypt, Iraq, somewhere in the Middle East, this gentleman is just, he's wonderful to have in, and I always feel so much more knowledgeable about the topics or the areas. All right, thank you for your pledges. 11:20. Here on the wake-up call. Let me give you the markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Winter weather advisory until 4 p.m. Snow, just 1 to 3 inches. I don't know, when I came in, it seemed a lot less than that. 2 to 4 in the valley, a little less in Lynchburg. Today, highs 35 to 40. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows 25 to 30. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 20% chance of morning snow or rain, highs 45 to 50 later in the day. Right now in the valley, 31, 32 in Lynchburg, 33 in Richmond, and 34 in Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Another quick anonymous donation from a friend, anonymous caller wanted to make a pledge. Thank you so much. Don't forget, you can make a pledge for any amount. There are pledge levels. If you want a T-shirt, if you want one of the gift certificates, the top level pledge, which we've always done here on the Wake Up Call, the level four, $150 pledge, and you can pick the topic. If there's a topic that you don't understand why we haven't gotten into, if there's a community organization such as the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad, and you think that your organization or another organization needs more discussion on air, they need more, they just need to be more alerted to the area. I can't think of the word I want. Prominous? I know that's not a word, Dayton.
That's okay.
I make things up as I go sometimes. But we are talking with Dayton Haw from the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad with my man, Ren Henchy. Ren, let's get into some of your questions for Dayton.
Okay. What other jobs do y'all have since y'all are volunteers?
Almost every volunteer runs calls on the street. So all 911 calls are run by all the volunteers. The only exception to that is we have a couple of associate members. One that just joined from actually down in your area was from Virginia Beach, and he's an older retired person who is helping us with fleet maintenance. And we have some specific volunteer opportunities for people with special technical skills, but all the rest of the volunteers run on the ambulance, including me, which is frightening to some of the other volunteers when they see me.
Well, you know, that's I can see Ren's questions about driving. So ask that driving question.
How do you learn to drive an ambulance? Do you take special driving classes?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you do. You have to be at cars anyway. You have to be released to take care of patients first, because our first duty is to the patient, and you have to have a little bit of experience before you're allowed to start the driving release process, and you have to have a specific class approved by the state in order to be able to drive an emergency vehicle. It's an emergency vehicle operator's course, and you go through classroom and driving. You drive around little traffic cones, and then you have somebody ride with you and tell you whether you're doing a good job or a bad job. And then you have a separate release process at cars. And that's assuming that you have a clean driving record, because, you know, we check people's driving records before we ever let them start in the driver release process.
When you say clean driving record, does that mean like zero tickets, or does that mean nothing major, like no reckless driving? And I'm assuming that a DUI will get you off the street, but if you have like a 5-mile-an-hour speeding ticket, what is that?
Well, it depends on how recently it is and how many there are. Our insurance company actually has some standards that we meet, and we don't let you start if you have any negative points at all on your driving record. And some of those things that you mentioned would be years down the road without an offense before you'd be allowed to drive.
All right, we are talking with Dayton Haw from the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad, another volunteer group in the city of Charlottesville, in the listening area, the driving area of Charlottesville Albemarle. There are other rescue squads in your county. You are welcome and asked to support them. Everybody needs volunteers here at NRN. You listen to volunteers almost all the time. You listen to Rusty Simpre before we start doing bluegrass. He's a volunteer. Drew will be here at noon, and I'm assuming Patrick will be with him to do Les Thames Perdue. These are volunteers. Please call up and support us. Make us feel good. Make the station stay alive and be on air. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN Rocks. And it's businesses like Blue Ridge Mountain Sports that allow us to be on air. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports features over 130 styles of sandals, hiking and trail running shoes for women, men, and kids. And to go with your footwear, Blue Ridge also has a selection of socks and trekking poles. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is where outdoor spring adventures have begun for over 30 years. You can find them in the Berkshire Shopping Center in Charlottesville, also in Richmond, and at BRMS.com. All right, Ren, we were talking about driving the ambulance. I saw another driving or vehicle question on that list.
We looked at the pictures of the trucks on the website. What is the golf cart for?
It's a golf cart.
Well,
picture.
Yeah, it's essentially a golf cart. It's a gator, and we use the gator to transport patients in and around parking lots at big events like Fox Field and the football games at UVA. We used it on Saturday when they had the 10-miler go down through the streets of Charlottesville. It lets us go up and down the mall and some places where a big ambulance can't be navigated too easily. And that particular golf cart that is known as Gator One, and it has the capability of carrying a patient on it. So you may have seen a stretcher on it also. So if we have to pick somebody up that's on the street someplace we can't get an ambulance to, it's even been on places like big trails. It's been back on the Rivanna trails before and been back up in the woods for somebody that was hurt in a hunting accident way up in the Stony Point area. Went back up in the woods there to carry somebody out. So that's what we use that for.
A golf cart. I don't think many people would immediately envision a vehicle at cars to be a golf cart.
Yeah.
But I mean, you said it kind of looks like a golf cart, but so I guess it's often like maybe one of those mule things that
It's a gator. It's a John Deere gator. We've got one. Western's got one. City Fire Department has a great big, I don't think it's a gator. It's something else, but they use that for the football games too. So
we are talking with Dayton Hall from the Charlottesville All-Mile Rescue Squad, and we're allowed to be here because of some of our underwriters like The Backyard. You can thank them for the support today. It's a university's culinary secret at the end of Elliewood Avenue. The Backyard has a seasonal menu and is available for private events as well. For more info, including March Madness, a couple more games left, boys and girls, go Butler. You can find The Backyard on Elliewood Avenue, thebackyarduva.com, or on Facebook. And when you dial up 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, I believe that I do have a Backyard gift certificate in the list, along with Melting Pot, South Street, Clifton Inn, Rapture, Blue Light Grill. You know what? I have a Forest Lakes Market gift certificate, a Bel Air Market gift certificate, several different La Toile gift certificates, thanks to Mark and Vicki Gresge, and a Lee Channing. I know many of you listen and like the Lee Channing Hour. There is a gift certificate for 1 hour with Lee Channing. Make your pledge, 979-0919. Right now, my man, Rusty Simpre here. Rusty, did you do that drawing?
We're getting ready. We just did it, and I'm here to say thanks again to all the Bluegrass pledges this morning. Brought my total to $3,405. That's tremendous for a Sunday morning this early with snow on the ground. Our grand total now, we're up to $51,956 as a total for the fundraiser. Again, thanks to everyone, and we had an anonymous person draw the card out here amongst all the pledgers this morning, and this is incredible. First-time pledger Debbie Easter from Charlottesville, Virginia, is going to get the 3-day pass to the Graves Mountain Festival June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So I'm going to give her a call now, unless she's listening, and you know, just to congratulate her. But again, thank you guys so much for doing such a wonderful job with the phones this morning and really made my day. I do appreciate it. You're going to get lots and lots of music next Sunday, not so much talk. I do promise you that. Thanks, Rick.
You're welcome. Rusty and I have become very close friends from doing this together, and we know a lot of good, fun, interesting people because we're here on Sundays. And that's not even counting the wacky people from WNRN. That's just the folks who call in, the folks we have as guests, the folks who make requests for Bluegrass, and the folks who ask the questions here on WNRN. It is a big family, and like all big families, there's some weird, wacky people in there. Again, 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Let me thank Irene Burlock for making her pledge. And as the post-it note says, she's pledged a couple times the last several underwriting fundraising programs. And the post-it says, your old pal from Bull Island that you've never met. Pocosin is Bull Island, and I have never met Irene Burlock, or at least it's one of the brain cells that I managed to kill in my early 20s or 30s. Irene, thank you so much. And you know what? The pledges are tremendous. You're welcome to request and see what's on the premium sheet. And several of these people are making large pledges and not asking for anything back. You are, you know, I don't want to say that it's just really nice. It's people making a pledge because they understand the importance of the station being on air. Again, 979-0919, 979-0919. A longtime listener and a good friend and a good person, Brenda Clements Jones, with Bill. But we all know Bill just hangs out for the fun with Brenda. Brenda Clements Jones dialing us up and making her pledge. Thank you so much. I got a couple more here that have shown up. Jean McCusker. Jean is a longtime listener. She's made a pledge to pick a show topic. Jean is the main person at home instead. Senior care. Wonderful, wonderful. Jean, thank you so much. All right, Dayton Haw still here for a few more minutes about the Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad. My man and wonderful nephew, Ren Henchy, here with me. Ren, question?
How old do you have to be to learn to be an ambulance guy?
Well, to learn first aid, you can be any age, really, because people have been taught CPR, and children your age or younger actually have saved people using CPR. In Virginia, the first aid class that we have to take to ride on the ambulance, you have to be 16 at the beginning of class, and you have to be 18 to be able to join any EMS agency. So I would say that you can be 16 and take the first aid class, but you got to be a lot older than that to be on the ambulance itself.
Now, when you talk about driving or whether it's driving the golf cart, whether it's driving the ambulance, how do you – special events. How do you handle a special event? I mean, I can see running out there for a call because of a car accident or something else, but how do you handle a special event like a football game or the Fox Field?
Well, we have a group of people, and it's in addition to your normal duties, but we have requirements that each person spend extra time each year doing special events, including football, basketball, Fox Field, graduation, the 10 milers, and the various other races that attract a lot of participants and spectators around the area. So we have equipment that we dedicate to that. We're pretty used to doing it by now, so we have instant action plans. We work in conjunction with the police departments and with the hospitals. For large events, we have the special event medical management team that includes even physicians and nurses from the hospital. So for something like Foxfield, we'll have a mini emergency room set up at Foxfield for the large number of patrons that we have there. So we're relatively good about covering the special events that crop up in this area. Many of them are repeat events, of course, so we're used to doing them. But those are hours in addition to the normal hours that people put in, and that's at least 12 hours a week that they're required to put in.
All right, a few more minutes left with Dayton Haw from the Rescue Squad. 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Would love to hear from you. The last 20 minutes will just be me and Ren chatting and trying to get people to call in while I interview seven. Are you seven?
Yes.
Yes. We'll be interviewing a seven-year-old. Let me take a moment and remind you that WHTJ is Charlottesville's local PBS station on channel 41.2. Cable 265 and Dish 41 here in Charlottesville. You can keep on top of what's happening in the Middle East, Japan, at home with Jim Lehrer, on the PBS NewsHour. Senior correspondents provide in-depth analysis you'll find nowhere else. More is at ideastations.org. WHTJ programming can be seen in the Richmond area on WCVE-TV, digital 23.2, and cable 201 in Richmond. All right. Dayton, tell me, give me an odd story. I want to finish up the conversation with you about an odd story related to the rescue squad. There's got to be something that everybody laughs about or chats about. Oh, remember the time?
Well, you know, there are a number of those, but in order for me to tell you, I would have to...
You really... can leave out the name.
Well, I can't even do that, because anything that I remember is probably because it was bad for somebody else. Either somebody was killed or somebody was terribly injured. I know we have a bunch of odd things, like 50 vehicle car wrecks up on Afton that we help deal with, but you know, everything that we go on is tragic for somebody. And I guess the reason that we talk about it is for training purposes and for debriefing amongst ourselves. But we never lose track of the point that it's bad for somebody else if we have to go on the call in the first place. So when people ask me, what's the worst thing you've ever seen? Well, I've seen some bad things, but my seeing them is not nearly as bad as the patient having to live through them or the family having to live through them. So I don't really like to talk about those things.
Well, and that's one of the reasons that the rescue squad needs volunteers. You have your own fundraising going on.
Not right now. Towards the end of the year, we will again. Of course, we'll take money anytime
you
want to send it.
You wouldn't turn down a check or somebody stopping by to thank you for what you do.
Right.
And I want to thank you for what you do.
You're welcome.
Again, I had some, I needed some help at the start of the year, and I had three wonderful people show up and help me.
Good. I'm glad. And those are the stories I like to hear, that someone showed up and helped you. And we look forward to being in a position to help anybody else that needs it. Hope you won't need it, but hope we'll be there when you do need it.
And don't forget, you can make a pledge, the top level $150 pledge. If you would like Dayton to come back on and talk more, if you'd like someone from your organization to come on, because that's the show topic you want to hear, call up, make your pledge, 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS is the toll-free line. Dayton Haw, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'd like to give Ren a couple of trading cards and a patch from Cars. It's got pictures of our big toolbox vehicles on there. Just for
Sweet.
Being so good in interviewing me today.
Thank you.
You're welcome anytime.
Hey, you know, there was one question that I saw earlier that I didn't see you ask, was about the diving unit. You want to ask that before Dayton goes?
Yeah.
You had a flag, right?
Yeah, I saw the flag online, too.
Because Ren lives down near the water.
Right.
So you have a diving flag. What in the world do you dive for? You don't work down there.
That's another one of those things we don't want to talk about, what we dive for. But we do have a water rescue unit, and they have a bunch of divers. And, you know, every once in a while we'll have a drowning and have to go and try to locate somebody that has drowned. And we have a lot of relatively expensive equipment, some Zodiac boats. They're the inflatable boats, a Boston Whaler. We have side scan sonar devices so that we can, I guess they're very expensive fish finders. I like to stay dry on land myself, so I don't know that much about it. But we do have a group of people that dive recreationally and dive as rescue divers also. And there's sort of a combined team between Cars and the Dive 5 people at Lake Monticello Fire and Rescue and the Scottsville squad that all go together on these calls. So we do have divers.
All right, Dayton. I hope the next time I see you is just while you're out getting a sandwich at the market.
I hope so. That's where I normally see you.
That's right.
I like to keep it that way.
All right. Dayton Haw, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Ren.
11:40 here on the Wake Up Call.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, 25 years ago, UVA grad student Pat Collins vanished from Charlottesville without a trace. This week, investigative reporter Barbara Norton looks back on this mystery. We chatted with her last week. Go read. There's a funding fight over Charlottesville's homeless day shelter, The Haven. Some find it necessary, but at least one businessman finds it expensive and inefficient. And some parents say Albemarle County has a faulty computer system that is hurting the application process of college-bound seniors. The hook: they always throw a party. And let's thank Blue Ridge Graphics for their support. You can find them at Meade Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville. They provide custom t-shirts and sportswear plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746. Online, brgtshirts.com. And support also coming from Dixon Disposal. Dixon reminds you that you can reduce household garbage by purchasing products with reuse and recycling in mind. Small changes in your lifestyle can keep our planet green for years to come. When Dixon picks up your trash, they sort and separate it for recycling. You can help the planet stay green with curbside service from Dixon Disposal at your home or business. 978-2111, DixonDisposal.com. All right. It is 11:42 on the wake-up call. This is Fundraising Sunday. Please dial us up, 979-0919, 1-877-967-6762. We have a new, I don't know if it's a new record or not, but we certainly have the record for the day of distance. Allison Moore, again, the family has stepped up. Allison Moore calling me from Rio Rico, Arizona. Very nice, Allison. A shout out to Allison. What do you say, Ren?
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I would say thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you to Allison. Again, 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Another shout out and thank you to Matt Hodges. Matt has been on the program before when we discussed finances and real estate. Matt has often appeared with Jim Duncan. Thank you. If we had a pledge card from Jim Duncan, I might not have paused right there. And I'm sure Jim is listening because he's quite the technician and always has his phone working and his Twitter up. So why don't you Twitter us a pledge, Jim Duncan. Again, 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. We still have quite a list of gift certificates out there. I have several gift certificates to L'Etoile, Mark and Vicky Kresge. Offering those. They are chefs, 3-course gift certificates. Go to dinner on a Wednesday or a Thursday for their chef's 3-course meals. Again, the market gift certificates, there's one for Forest Lakes, there's one for Bel Air. For the number of phone calls, talk about making somebody tired answering the phone. Sean McCord he's got a sweat breaking when Lee Channing is on the hour. And we get so many calls for Lee Channing, and a pledge here to WNRN can get you a gift certificate for a full hour with Lee Channing. And I know that many people appreciate it when she's on. We have gift certificates to places in Richmond, Caliente Restaurant, Harrisonburg, the Joshua Wilton House, Harrisonburg, Blue Nile Ethiopian. Maybe you live so far away in Crozet and you need to go to Far Downers, downtown mall places like Melting Pot, university places like The Backyard, Over the Mountain in Mockingbird. Again, please, there's all kinds of spots to choose from. So the more names I get to read off, the less I just have to chatter. But I think it's time now for the interview with the 7-year-old. So, Ren, tell me, what grade are you in now?
I am in second grade.
And tell me, how is that different from first grade?
Well, second grade is kind of hard because you learn times, I guess, or you might get in that the third grade. Well, first grade is kind of easy. Because you learn about like 2 plus 2, like 10, whatever. Ugh. 10 plus 10.
So what are you learning in second grade?
I am learning measurement.
Oh, you got to take your ruler to class? Is that what you're saying?
Well, in math, we're learning about measurement.
Well, what are you learning in English? I see you're missing a tooth, by the way.
English? I don't learn English.
You don't learn English? Have you? How about reading? Do you have a reading class?
Yes, we do. We have different groups. The first group is red group, and the second, and my group is blue group. So we go at, I don't know.
So tell me, what is the blue group reading?
The blue group just read A Missing Stuffed Bear, and I think red group is learning on chapter books.
A Missing Stuffed Bear. So you have mysteries.
Yes. And when it's time for us to go to X10, we're learning about mysteries. A lot of mysteries. They're so fun to learn because, well, sometimes you can play games with mysteries, like maybe Miss Sanders, which is my X10 teacher, can make you go on a scavenger hunt, like Easter egg hunt. That's fun.
Your mystery book takes you on an Easter egg hunt.
Well, we didn't read about that, but that could happen.
So you take a reading class and you take a math class. What other classes do you take? Do you take a, do you take a geography class?
I don't know.
Oh, what other class do you take? Social studies, maybe?
Yes, we go to social studies. We switch classes with Miss Burton. She's next door to us, and we switch for social studies. And when it's science, we stay with my teacher, Miss Roberts.
So what is social studies? Are you learning how to be popular?
No, we're not. We're learning about bartering. It's from a long time ago when, I don't know. I think
so did you just start that class? Is that why you don't know yet?
Yeah. No, we're getting ready to take our test, but Miss Barton said she thought bartering was around for the Indians, so because they did not know language, I think.
They also didn't have a lot of dollar bills.
No, they did not, so they bartered. So if the settlers came and the Indians maybe the settlers wanted a fur coat, and maybe the Indians wanted a sword. So they'd point what they want. Like the Indian would point at the sword, and then the settler would point at the fur coat. So that's bartering.
Very nice. It's good to know what the second graders are learning in our current educational classes. 979-0919, 979-0919, 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Let me give a shout out to some of the folks who've already made their pledge today. I'd love to add your name to the list. 10 minutes left during the hour. Allison Moore, Irene Burlock, my man John Herman, who we've determined as of last night was a nerd, Carrie and Peter Lorenzoni and the dogs, family members, Kathy, Hinchy, Barry, and Ren here. Ren, how much of this came out of your money?
I don't know.
You get an allowance? How much of this donation comes out of your allowance?
Nothing.
Wow, maybe I shouldn't be thanking you. Jean McCusker, who made the big pledge. She wants the show topic. You can have that as well. If that's what you want to do, is to discuss something that's important, you don't know why we don't do it, you want your group or organization know, to be on air for the hour. Matt Hodges, again, and Professor Ramazzani, previous guests on the program, Catfish Chester and Elaine Hound making their pledge, a couple anonymous pledgers. You don't have to have your name read on air if that's what's important to you, is to donate the money. Again, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Sean McCord, can you grab the microphone for an hour? For an hour, please, because it feels like there's an hour left. Without pledge cards to read, it sure feels like a long time when the phone's not ringing. I see there's one line ringing, and I'd love to have two. Ren, you have a question for Sean? Is that why your hand is up?
No. Well, you can talk to me.
Well, and I plan to come back to you, but I don't do this often enough. And while people are listening so that no one can say you never do that, I want to thank Sean McCord for being here at least every other week, and often more than that, to help the program run. I get the name on the air. Sean McCord does not get his name on the air, but he is a part of the program because he gets it set up technologically. The program is on the podcast, www.cvillepodcast.com, and the guests are made to feel welcome, and that's due to Sean. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, Rick. I was thinking maybe we could throw our names in the pile. Maybe people could call in, and you could come to their house and interview them for an hour, and I could answer their phones.
If that's, you know, that would be an interesting party. Is you make the pledge, and you don't have to have the donation where the topic. You have us come over as the entertainment
right.
for the hour.
That's right.
I just got a post-it note that said line two, but there's nobody on line two. So if that's what that was meant, was to pick up the line, please call or dial back. I'm sure they didn't hang up on you on purpose, unless, of course, it was, some of those people. Sean was helping me out with the questions to ask you about school, because I don't have any kids to go to school. Do you have a question for Sean?
Oh, let's see. I don't think so.
No, you got to be better at sort of running on the fly like that. I have a question for Sean.
All right, Rick.
Which is, what do you think about Ren's potential skills for being a movie star?
A movie star? Well, he's got, he's
TV
got,
star, movie star.
Well, he's got those dimples. You got dimples to die for in there, buddy. The chicks are going to dig those. look at that. When he turns pink on command. Just like his uncle.
11:54. Let me thank Ben Around Tattoos for their support. Ben Around Tattoos is in Charlottesville and downtown Waynesboro, featuring male and female tattoo artists. Ben Around Tattoos has thousands of designs available, and they can create work from a design that you provide for them. Ben Around Tattoos in downtown Waynesboro and at 701 West Main Street in Charlottesville. For more information, it's benaroundtattoos.com. This is WNR in Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. Just a few minutes left. I'd love to read your name off the pledge card. I would be just as happy to read anonymous off the pledge card. We've had a good hour, and I'm going to get my sister Kathy to add up the current total. Give us a few minutes. She is a teacher, so she should be able to do this. On the fly. Yeah, there you go. 1, 2, 3. And again, call us up. I see the one line ringing. There are gift certificates available out there from a variety of places. Again, Lee Channing. The phone rings so much when Lee Channing is in here. I'm surprised that, and maybe someone has taken it, but I don't think so. Call up and ask if that's available for you and your pledge. 1 hour with Lee Channing instead of just one question.
Maybe remind us who Lee Channing is.
Oh, Lee Channing is the local, she prefers not to be called psychic, but that's the word everybody uses.
Intuitive consultant.
But she prefers intuitive consultant. And she, I mean, it's amazing the number of calls we get when she's here, Sean.
Mm-hmm. I know people ask about their jobs, their careers, their marriages, their pets. I guess, you know, when you're making big decisions in your life, you want to turn to the community around you. Some people turn to their preachers, some people turn to their families, but maybe there are some issues that they feel better if they can talk to somebody on the radio who gets a feeling for what the right kind of answers are.
The current total for a wake up call during 1 hour, $1,055. We have, I guess, 3 or 4 minutes left.
Right. Our goal is $10,000, right?
Let's put another zero in the end of that. I would love to have $1,200. So okay. I would think that 2 or 3 pledges could get us that $150. That would be wonderful. I'd love to do that and come back on when Drew's up. And there goes the phone. Please make it ring one more time, one more phone line. Rand Hinchy, you got a question or a comment?
Wow, that is a lot of money y'all made, whatever.
That is a lot of money. And you're telling me none of it came from your allowance?
No.
But how much of it came from people calling in just because they heard Ren on the air?
Oh, well, that's true. In fact, that's something that we should ask for the next caller or two. And, Ren, are you going to come back in the fall?
I think I will.
Excellent. I see that we're being told... that line one is for us. Caller, are you with me?
Yes.
Yes, who is this?
Blake Harrison.
Blake Harrison, how you doing, man?
Good. I'm a friend of Rand Hinchy.
Are you making a pledge because he hasn't made one?
What?
Rand, say hi, man.
Hey, Blake.
Hey, Rand.
What you doing? Why are you calling?
Because, to be on the radio.
I know. If you want to call, just call next fall.
That's right. We'll have Ren back on next time. Hey, Blake, where are you?
I am with my dad and... Yeah, I want to make a pledge, yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on hold so somebody can take the pledge. Are you calling from Pocosin?
Yes.
And you're making your pledge in honor of Ren Hinchy?
Yes.
All right, thanks, man. Say bye, Ren.
Bye. I might see you during a baseball game.
All right, thanks. Thanks for making the pledge, Blake.
You're welcome.
All right, line one is on hold for a call. I'll come back on shortly. Ann Krieger has made a pledge. Ann, thank you so much. And like many folks, Ann doesn't want anything. She just wants to make the pledge. All right, 11:59. Time is running out. I'm going to turn it over to Drew and Patrick for Les Temps Purdue. Sean McCord, anything to take us out with?
Just, Rick, it's a pleasure to come in here every other week and spend time with you, and you do a good show, and we always have things to learn from you. So I'm happy to be a part of it.
Thank you so much. I will tell folks, next week we will not be doing a fundraiser program. We will be doing a show on poverty in the state of Virginia. And see how nicely that flows from fundraiser into poverty in the state of Virginia. All right, Les Temps Purdue is up next. Ren, give us a goodbye shout-out.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday, and by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.